Hi, this is a new patient visit, depression for patient Edward Trice, E-D-W-A-R-D, last name is Trice, T-R-I-C-E, 3. Date of birth 10/27/92, date of accident 4/1/2022, date of service 4/7/2022. History of chief complaints is severe pain in the lower back and headache with radiation to the right arm and numbness of the second, third fingers. The patient, history of automobile accident. The patient was involved in automobile accident on 4/1/2022 and alleges all the symptoms as a result of this accident. The description of the accident is as follows. The accident occurred at 5:30 a.m. on 4/1/2022. He was a front seat passenger while his father was driving a Chrysler 200 Limited. The accident occurred at 6 miles near Puritan and Greenfield. The patient reports that they were traveling northbound on Greenfield to 6 Mile Road to go to the 6 Mile Road towards Sinai Grace Hospital as he was not feeling well and he was trying to go to the emergency room. The other car was going southbound on Greenfield and hit them, their car, head-on on a head-on collision. However, the father, who was the driver of his car, veered towards the right. In that process, the car, other car hit them and the car hit the pole and it went to the opposite side of the street of the Greenfield due to the impact. In addition, before coming to the complete stop, it hit several cars on the other side, the south side of the car. And due to this impact, the car was completely totaled and the headrest and console was completely broken. In this accident, patient reports he, during the impact of this accident, he remembers to hit the face to the dashboard and airbag, as well as head was hit into the airbag. And he had a bruised lip, lower lip was bruised, and he reports that approximate speed of their car was 35 to 40, while the other car must be at 60 to 70. The patient was not wearing the seatbelt at the time of accident. The airbag deployed, all of them. There was no loss of consciousness, and it was a hit-and-run accident. The police did not arrive, ambulance did not arrive at the scene. History of presenting illness, patient reports a presence of headaches which are occupying the front, back, left, and right temple as well as vertex. Severe, on a scale of 1 to 10, it is 7. It is constant, and it is sensitive to the light and noise. It is sensitive to the light and noise and associated with nausea. And no vomiting, seizures, or aura is reported. Symptoms of TBI are reported are dizziness, nausea, erectile dysfunction. However, the patient denies any loss of consciousness, seizures, ringing in the ear, or vertigo. Patient denies loss of balance, loss of equilibrium. Patient denies any vision problem like blurred vision, spots in the vision, or loss of vision field. The patient denies any lack of focus, lack of concentration, forgetfulness, disorientation, or any other issues. No incontinence of the urine, bowel, or sleepwalking are reported. In addition, regarding the pain, patient has an ongoing pain in the lower back and some stiffness in the neck, especially to the right side. And it has been pain is not there according to him. It is just mostly discomfort to the level of 2 or 3. However, he experiences a radiation of pain to the right arm anteriorly involving second and third fingers constantly almost. And every day it is present. In addition, there is a lower back pain up and it is reported to be 7. However, there is no radiation to the buttocks or the legs anteriorly or posteriorly. Muscle weakness is reported in the right arm, but no other issues. No blood or bowel incontinence, no numbness, tingling, or needles. Patient reports that he did go to the emergency room, Providence Hospital, 2 days later on 4/3/2022, and X-ray CT scan of the lower back, CT scan of the head was done, and they were all found to be okay. He has not taken any other treatment since then and has been referred by his attorney to visit the pain clinic. The patient further reports that the pains are present most of the part of the day as throbbing, stabbing, aching and heavy, and they are from 5 to 7 in a severity and ADLs are affected 6. The modified factor for the pain is worsened by bending, standing and improved by nothing. So far, the patient has not had any other treatment. The system review reveals the following positive history. In respiratory disease, positive for asthma. In kidney disease, positive for kidney stones. In musculoskeletal, a left jaw was broken while he was fighting with some police department or something, or maybe at home, I'm not sure, and surgery was done. He doesn't remember the location of the surgery or date of surgery or the surgeon. That is the only surgical history is available. Allergies are none. Family history. Mother, father, and one brother and one sister in the family are all alive, but no medical problems. Relationship status, patient is single, lives with the mother. Current employment status, he works for MDM as a bus boy, and he buses the tables and carries 30 to 40 pounds in the as the food. He's never filed a disability. He was working full-time before the accident, but now he's not working. Legal history, patient has JC auto law representing his case. And patient's personal history is he does not drink. He smokes often, cigarettes, and there's no recreational drug. Patient reports of moderate anxiety and sleep disturbance for 4 hours. There's no sedative anesthesia reported. No lightheadedness or any other issues. No difficulty in walking either. The patient does not have any significant effect on the ADLs at this time. He's able to carry on most of the duties of the house. Physical examination. The blood pressure is 134 over 111, pulse is 79, respiratory rate is 18, temperature 96.7, height is 5'4", weight 150, pulse ox is 98. 29-year-old African-American male of a very good build, nutrition alert, oriented, cooperative and conscious. No sinuses, joint clubbing, colonicia. The patient is well-built, well-nourished, hydration is good, does not appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath or severe pain phases. The patient does not appear to be overtly anxious or lethargic. The patient has a good attitude, demeanor, breath hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk well without any devices. The rest of the physical examination is from the template, including neurological examination, that is normal. Musculature examination is normal. In the musculoskeletal examination, inspection, palpation is normal. Please use the template. Spine tenderness. Only bilateral sacroiliacs are found tender. Muscle spasm in the paraspinal region is not present. Feet, paravertebral muscle hypertonicity, none. Tenderness of the muscles, none. Range of motion of the cervical spine is normal. Forward flexion 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, and bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, the range of motions are as follows. The forward flexion is 50, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion is 15, bilateral rotation is 15, and hyperextension is slightly painful. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign negative, Sperling sign was positive, Lerman test was positive, distraction test is positive, Sotohol test is negative. Thoracic spine, Bruce test is negative, and Flub test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Budzinski-Kernick test is negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 35 degrees bilaterally. Contralateral leg raise test is positive bilaterally. Breger test is positive, Kemp test is positive, Babinski test is negative. Sacroiliac joints, bilateral sacroiliac joints are found tender. Iliac compression test and standing flexion test, stretching test are found negative. Faber test, positive bilaterally. Gossman test is positive bilaterally. Extremities examination, please use the template, all negative. Diagnosis. General. V8 9.2 XXT, S06.301V79.891, CNS, R51, R42, F41.1, S06.301, nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9, ligaments M54.0. Cervical spine M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, 53.82, S13.4XXN. Lumbar spine M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, S33.5XXA. Sacroiliac spine M54.17, S33.5XXA, M46.1. M99.404. Plan of care for Mr. Edward Price is from the template. Treatment plan for Mr. Edward Price is as follows. Please use the template for the first paragraph. Physical therapy is ordered 3 times per week, including traction massage, echo therapy, gait training, home exercise, focusing on the lumbar spine, cervical spine, and bilateral sacroiliac joint. The patient is allowed work disability, housework replacement, and transportation for the time being. Medications, the medications provided are non-narcotic naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect and help in healing. Allowable 50 mg at night to help in sleep, relieve GAD disorder, help in depression, fibromyalgia, musculoskeletal pain, and help in pain relief. Flexeril 10 at night for muscle relaxation and improved healing. For pain patients, provided with Tylenol with codeine number 3, 1 every 12 hours for 7 days, 14 tablets. For headaches, patients provided for Fiorisat 1 to 2 every 6 hours, PIN, 50 tablets. Narcotic analgesics, yes. And then non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psych is just for anxiety. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records, none are available. Except at the time of dictation, there is a CT scan for lumbar spine is available, which shows no bulging disc or herniation of the lumbar spine, except there is a mild degenerative disease at L5-S1. The CT scan for the neck shows a disc osteophyte complex mildly compressing the ventral thecal sac, mild spinal canal narrowing, and significant neural foramen stenosis at C5-6. However, there is no disc bulge or any spinal foramen stenosis or herniation is noticed. And these are related to pre-existing issues. Interventional pain procedures, none are being considered right now. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care, caseworker, none. Past medical records have been ordered released from the hospital that the patient visited. Investigations, none are being ordered except cervical spine and lumbar spine MRIs at M1 imaging, DMEs. The patient is provided with a neck brace, back brace, and also a tense unit. Education, yes. Weight loss program is not warranted. Follow visit in 7 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.